first thing I'll ask you here is you've been going through a lot of coaching changes here throughout your career. So when James Franklin comes in, what's the first thing that immediately stood out to you about him?
His passion, how much energy he brought to the program. At first, honestly, I've told a lot of people this. I really thought it would rub off after a couple months, but, you know, he's really, that's how he is. He's just really energetic and upbeat, and I think that's really great for the program.
Is that one of those things that maybe motivates you to have that much energy as well, like when you're going through spring ball or like when you're going through summer work? You see the enthusiasm he always has, and it just seems like he's always intense and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whenever you see someone that's that passionate and, you know, willing to put it all out on the line every single day, it just brings everyone else's energy and mood up no matter what.
How difficult was that, just kind of going through that transition again, considering I would imagine you had developed a really close relationship with Coach O'Brien before he went to Houston?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough whenever you have a coaching change, but the great thing is he's really good at building relationships. He does a really good job meeting his players and getting to know them. And, you know, I've been through that process before with Coach O'Brien, so I knew exactly what it was going to take to get to where we needed to for the season.
No, last year you had an opportunity to end the season with a huge win at Wisconsin. Is that one of those games that kind of springboarded you going through this offseason when you got to spring ball?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that was a big win for us. It's always great whenever you can end the season on a high note. Did that 2 years in a row against Wisconsin. And, you know, I think it's really been key for our program's success.
What's this like now, just seeing the realignment that they have of the divisions? And I mean, I know you always were playing Ohio State, but now the Michigan State are both back on your schedule. You get Rutgers and Maryland every year.
Yeah, I think it'll be great, especially, you know, for the East Coast, you know, getting Maryland and Rutgers in there. That's going to be really big for Penn State, big rivalries. I really think the Rutgers game is going to be a big game this year for us. So I'm really excited about playing those new opponents.
What do you feel would make that Rutgers game big? Is it just like the idea of it being a rivalry for Penn State, or is it just knowing that it's under the lights?
A little bit of everything, but I think the most important thing is the fact that a lot of our players on our team are from New Jersey. We recruit there a lot, and they have a lot of good talent in that state. So, you know, we want to put on a show whenever we go out there.
Now, you guys get to open the season in Ireland. Have you ever been to Europe or just left the United States at all?
No, I mean, I've been to the Bahamas, but I've never been overseas, like in Europe or anything. I think it'll be a great trip, but it is a business trip. So we're just really looking forward to going over there and getting the win.
So how much have you, like, and your team has been reading up on Ireland and just trying to get to know everything so that way it's not a huge culture shock when you get there?
Yeah, not too much. I mean, I feel like we'll be practicing a lot and, you know, just, you know, focusing on the game. I did hear we're going to tour the Guinness factory and go on a couple tours, which will be really cool. But basically, we're just focused on the game.
And when you look at UCF, I know they don't have Bortles anymore, but considering they were a team that you played against last year, what are you expecting when you go up against them?
Yeah, I think they're going to have a lot of good skill position players. They still have most of their receivers back. You know, they're dangerous on offense. So we're going to, you know, we're going to have to do a good job and hold them to minimum points.
Thank you very much. Thanks.